Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply. The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Wednesday. Wednesday, Hope Day! October 5th, 2022. You know, I had a moment last week where I was actually really sad because I thought, well, V Hale's on vacation next week, so I guess we don't get to talk to her. But then, lo and behold, ahoy, V Hale!
We get what's
you
left
must have
of
been,
her today.
Like, losing sleep at night.
we get 37% of V Hale this morning.
Look, I might as well just be giving up on life at this point. I'm a wreck, but it's fine. It's all worth it.
Okay, when did you get to Boston?
Saturday.
Okay.
And Sunday, you said your voice was gone.
Yes, you did say that.
Yes.
First night of vacation is always like that, though. You go hard. Oh, I'm on vacation! Bring me drinks!
Well, technically Friday night, but with the time change, because it was like run from my show, catch a flight. So I still reached, but
technically
just
showed
at
up
home
on Saturday. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. It was, I don't know. It's just
what is going on here? There's something going on here. So who's the first person you saw?
My friend Callie.
Yeah. Callie?
Yeah.
And is that who you're staying with, or are you in a hotel?
Her and her sister. They're twin sisters. They're like my two best friends out here. So she lives right by the airport. So she picked me up. We had fun at her house. And then we came to Dana's house because they have a baby and stuff too. So we have to.
Oh, you got to be. Yeah. People grow up and have kids. They put a real damper on things.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So life changes once you have babies. So I'm not having any.
Right.
He's so cute, though. I can't. He's on my Instagram if anyone's seen him.
Oh, that's the kid with the helmet
like
head?
This big. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, is he wearing like a little helmet? Man. I love that. I think that's so cute that people put the helmets on. Sure, shape it. We want a good-shaped baby head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it's all flattened out on one side, we're like, we're going to need a helmet for that.
Yeah.
Right.
They like.
Plus, they're so clumsy.
It's a cruel world. Mm-hmm. Help them out as much as we can. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about babies. I'm thinking that maybe you're hiding something from us. What's going on out there?
No, I will keep this short, sweet, because this person deserves no time.
Oh, you're mad.
A lot of things were discovered when I arrived here.
Like what? Okay, so wait. We're talking in code. If you haven't listened to the show before, V Hale had a paramour at, is that the right word?
Sure.
A love interest in Boston. She spent some time
with a sex interest. Okay, got it.
Yeah,
somebody that you were hoping would bone you when you got here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But you'd been together before, and you'd also done a little bit of sexting on the phone, so there's some interest.
Yeah, but we hadn't slept together. We had kind of messed around.
Oh.
In the olden days, when you lived in Boston.
Yeah, years ago.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Never. So anyway, serial liar has an a new girlfriend has had one. Still talking to me.
Oh.
Talking to other people on the side. Like,
oh. Did it come out? You met some other people. They're like, what? I'm fucking sexing that guy too.
The house I'm staying at, it's one of his friends. And I finally had confessed and they were all, dude. And we let it all.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you confessed like, hey, me and that guy are talking and we were, I was hoping to go see him while I'm here.
Yeah.
And they went, no, you don't want to do that. He's
massive,
full of it.
Massive liar with major issues. Yeah. But I'm glad it happened because it could have been worse and then met up. And then that would have made me mad if I actually like gave it up, right?
But now that you know, did you consider at all maybe just, you know,
doing it anyway?
Having him throw a bone.
No.
Scratch that itch.
I mean, the last time he was hooked up with somebody else too, wasn't he?
Yeah, but no, it's not even like that's another thing he lied about. Like, unhealthy relationship. Super happy, was going to ask her to marry him. I mean, it's like a mess.
Oh,
like,
shit.
It's,
oh, boy.
Lie after lie after lie. Yeah, I know. I don't even want to touch him. Like, he's disgusting.
So have we found someone else to touch? I am too. I wanted you to get laid bad. I really feel like
I know.
I don't think
you.
I don't think you've had sex since we've known you.
I know. It's a. You know.
So goddamn sad.
That's been a while.
Has it been 2 years that we've known you? When did you start? October of 2020.
October, yeah. So almost. Yep.
And I think even at the time you were like, yeah, it's been like 18 months since I had sex.
Yeah. So no, not 18. It's been 2.5 total. So the less we can hone in on this part of things,
the more
we'll
just getting sadder and sadder.
Oh
boy.
Yeah.
Wah, wah.
I know. Guys. Just like a charity cause over here. What a mess.
I'm just feeling
no,
for
you're
you.
Not.
You're just, you
you're
want
freaking
to...
awesome. I don't know what the hell's that guy's problem is, but I'm sure.
Well, that's like deep. There's something deep rooted there. That's a whole.
Yeah.
Like, everyone has their issues. That's clearly there's some weird stuff going on. And I was bummed that night, but then after I was like, whew, because that's what my problem has always been, right? Is that guy who's the loser of the this, and I'm like, dude, you dodged a bullet, seriously. So then I was done being bummed, not bummed at all.
There's one of those, there's like, because we talk about every damn thing under the sun probably 20 times a year, it becomes ridiculous at some point, but we still find new ways to flip it over and talk about it again. I always trip out on the person that, so you go, all right, well, a guy or a girl who's not getting laid in their relationship cheats, and you go, well, what did they think was going to happen? I mean, if you're not boning them, then they will bone someone else. But the weirder thing is that person who's getting fully laid in their relationship regularly, and the wife thinks or the husband thinks they're fulfilling their partner's need, and that person still is juggling three side pieces as well. I'll never understand that one.
They just need to make their life complicated. Like, why are you trying to fucking blow your life up?
Well, and like typically, not in every situation, but in life and stuff, like, because guys always want it, if the dude is like, oh no, I don't want any, like, you're like, this guy's cheating because now he's getting it somewhere else. And then there's those weird ones that just still do it all around. Like, it's
that's
so
what
weird.
I'm getting
typically,
at.
Typically, if a guy says no, he's cheating.
Or he's got low testosterone.
No, like, I mean, like, in situations they usually would. I'm not saying a guy says yes all the time, but like, if he's not touching you like you used to, stuff like that, typically the guy's getting it somewhere else, which is why.
Or if he brings home like bracelets and roses and stuff. Here you go, baby. And no demands for sex tonight.
Yeah, I it's weird. I do think that if someone's getting, you know, hung out by their partner, then them cheating is an eventuality. But the person that's getting it regular, and well, people will text in and say, I was doing my husband three times a week and found out he had two other girlfriends as well. Like, I don't even know where that guy has time for all that. But
that's exhausting to manage.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Not just the physical part, but the talking to each one, that's insane. So people are sick, though. It's the thrill to them.
They're
like
into
that.
It. Yeah, they like the fear of being discovered. Yeah. Or
Or they, you know, maybe just even the fear of losing what they've got, like keeping all that up is important to them or becomes important. I don't know. I actually can't understand that myself. I definitely
understand.
It's
having your cake and eating it too, man.
They want it all.
The nice home life with the person who attends to them, the side pieces who attend to them in other ways. I think people do that though. It's a sickness. It's a weird thing.
Do you
and
think
that's
that
this guy.
The guy, Swinger Dave, or other swinger people that, you know, and they do it with their partner, their partner's well aware. Is that like it was either that or cheat?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
So the woman goes, yeah, all right, I'll guess I'll do that.
Well, Swinger Dave, he said his wife brought it up, right? Yeah. He wasn't even the person that initiated.
She right. was just like, I'm super bored of fucking you, so...
I don't know about that. I think she was bi. That's right. She came
oh,
out
yeah,
as bi.
Yeah, that's right. What she it wanted was. To explore
yeah,
that.
She came
and
out
then
as
they,
bi, and then
and
she
he's all,
explore.
Yeah, all right, well, I want to fuck people too, so. Yeah. Well,
I think those people definitely, not them, just swingers or in general, mm-hmm. they definitely can't have one partner. So they find someone who's willing to.
Yeah.
Be well, together. Maybe
at least
they
it's all
them.
Out
maybe
on the table.
Can. Right, sure. No one's lying to anybody,
sure.
at least. Right.
Yeah, if it works for them.
All right, we just have a couple minutes. Let's try and squeeze in a bad advice, shall we? And listen, here's hoping, here's a raise a coffee mug to you having, meeting someone who porks the shit out of you this week. Good luck with that.
Sheesh.
Thanks, guys.
Real romantic like.
So romantic.
Yeah, you know.
Right. My goodness.
So romantic.
You're having fun, though, there? You're partying your ass off and you're enjoying,
oh my God.
You're making
I'm
the best
like,
of it. Good.
Yeah, I'm living my best life this week for sure.
Nice, V.
Does yep. it make you miss Boston?
It does, yeah. But it is funny because I am kind of like missing home. Not missing home, like, I'm ready to go home. But like, what's the Nugget doing? What's going on yeah. there? You know what I mean? So it's definitely, it's weird because it feels like I do legit have kind of two homes. So
aww.
It can be
that's
rough.
That's nice.
But
all yeah. right, here we go. Hey, radio people, don't say my name. My husband of almost 15 years and I have a wonderful relationship despite having young children and a plethora of pets. Stress is high, but we sleep together almost daily. And that's the problem. He is not successful at self-pleasure, and when he tries to get himself in the shower, it's often unsuccessful, which puts him in a bad mood and makes me feel pressure to do him then or later that night to make up for it. He'll often walk in and sigh and complain about how he can never do that, and how he'll just lose his boner. Just lose his boner. Loose. she spelled it. I need help finding compassion because I used to feel bad for him and now I just find it irritating. I can't walk around my house naked or get dressed or shower in front of him without him trying to make me part of his masturbation attempt. It's such a turnoff. He says he feels like a teenager around me, which is nice, I guess, but I'd like a man who can control himself around me and only do those things when we're both in the mood. He grew up super Christian and claims he just isn't as in tune with that part of himself and just can't feel sexy ever. I want to slap his mom for giving him such anxiety around his sexuality.
Oh,
any
man.
Tips? He Holy hates crap. Porn.
He hates porn.
That was my answer. Porn. He hates porn, and I'm worn out by trying to be a good partner and help, but I thought he'd have this issue dealt with by now in our relationship. I want him to grow up and jerk off like a normal person. Ugh! Thanks for listening. Help. Boned to bits.
Oh.
Oh, man. I don't know what to say about this. What does he do, Vin? You're the masturbation expert on the show.
I am. I know. It's awful. All right. So it is weird, though, that he didn't do that as a young person. That often is where this habit most of us have starts. You know, whether that's in my case, it was my dad's Playboys and you know, Mary Lou Henner and Jacqueline Smith and all the other ladies on TV with, you know, unbuttoned blouses.
Is that a swell of a breast? No.
It's true, though. I'm telling you for real where all that comes from. So anyway, I don't know. The bottom line has to be, in my opinion, and I hate to ruin this guy's game, but you ultimately have to be able to say no to him on occasion. And if he's going to be a baby about it, like, there's no sustaining what you guys are up to. I don't think.
I agree. You're irritated by him and his advances. That sucks. And now you're in a weird masturbatory fantasy world of his.
Wait. I'm not sure I understand. So he's masturbating, looking at her, but they're not doing it daily?
No, he tries to get himself in the shower, is what she's saying. And then he's unsuccessful, so then he comes at her with the boner. She says, I can't walk around my house naked without him trying to make me part of his masturbation attempt.
I'm not exactly sure what
she's saying either.
It sounds to me, what I took from that is she's having to do him daily because he can't masturbate.
Right.
I don't understand that. Like, I wouldn't want sex every day. I still probably masturbate almost daily.
Yeah.
And that's just I think it's
mental for him.
Yeah.
Something with the religion or growing up, like, he would probably need therapy to get over that. And I don't know really any dude who would go to therapy and sit and talk about that. So,
like, I can't.
But something mental is blocking him.
All I can think about is my mom telling me how it's wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, my first thought is it sounds like a scam he's working on her so that he can get laid and not have mm-hmm. to jack off all the time. Mm-hmm. Right. And I don't blame him for trying it. Sorry you fell for that. In my mind, I'm thinking, this is a gag, right? He's just saying, I can't do that, so you have to do me. And it's working. Like, I wish I'd thought of that. I just don't think most women would say, no, I don't have time for you today.
Yeah.
And then they would say,
I don't want to.
Right.
Yeah, it literally beat it. Yeah,
that's what exactly. I mean, exactly. Like, you know,
but it's not mine. This I feel like this is a hard one because some people take a lot longer to come anyway, and then if they're not getting the direct stimulation of somebody else touching it in some way, maybe it's just really wicked hard for him. Like, I don't
he jerks off in the shower without anything. It's just crazy to me that
he hates porn.
I don't get the hate porn thing though.
Yeah, like, if you're into chicks, how do you hate the naked body, the naked female form? If you're,
wait, it just feels wrong.
Again, I think if she said the religious thing. Yeah. It's
well, there's things in your head that you will definitely feel like. Look, I don't know how to explain this, but I've definitely been like, you know, how you sit down at a porn site and there's all these little windows, and you go, mm-hmm. "All right, well, let's." I know what I like, mm-hmm. and then there's the occasional like, "What is? Oh, that's a." a person with boobs, but also a penis.
Yeah, I've been seeing that.
Let's have a look at that.
Yeah, and I don't know that. Click. Look at that.
What?
Whoa, oh. That's kind of hot. I gotta get out of here. So, like, there's things that you might not. He has to look around. Like, you know, try some things that might excite you, and you might even be surprised at things that excite you and you feel ashamed about. But in the end,
you always feel ashamed. Come on. Afterwards.
Yeah, well, right. But I'm just saying, like,
oh, I'm so dirty. Who would do that? Oh, God.
I got splooge all over my fucking
gross.
Hands.
Oh, man. Why do I do this?
I'm dying.
So
look around, dude. Find something that turns you on. You know how you find out what you like? You click on it, let it roll, and see if you have a physical reaction to it.
Yeah. I have an idea. It might be stupid, but.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
What if this lady starts watching porn and then at least if he comes around, he's in the mood. I mean, she's in the mood. And then like maybe she sort of figures out a way to get them to watch it together, finds a few things he likes, shows him that isn't wrong. It's a totally normal bodily thing. And lots of people, you know, watch porn safely without becoming an addict or God despising them.
I'll do you one better.
Okay.
She should do some pictures and videos of herself and say, make it fucking happen because I'm not helping you. This is here is your stash to work with when I don't have time for you. Boom.
That's actually smart.
That's a great idea.
You just and it might. I'm telling you, things like that
will make you hot too. Like, I think that sexting is kind of hot, and I also love porn. Like, and if a guy wants a visual thing, you're right. He needs a TV or a video thing to play in the shower because there he is standing there jerking it. Like, that's so boring. And
that the shower part, I wasn't even going to address, but I'll address that real quick. Stop doing it in the shower. You don't need the shower in order to do that. Go in a bathroom or your bedroom and lock the door.
Get a lube that works for you.
I prefer lube myself, but you can do it dry. I think that, like, I started in the shower because there was no other place to lock a door. I was 12.
Yeah.
And so there I am, I'm in the shower, but I'm half hanging out trying to flip the pages of a magazine, getting water everywhere, and I'm trying to jerk off with soap or lotion or, like, I'm trying to find all this, like, what works best. For him, he needs to understand, don't do it in the shower. There's no reason to do it there. Like, do it before you shower with some lotion or some lube and look at something like, but I like hot the pictures feeling, the warm of your water naked wife bent over and use that to get you off if that's,
that's
the only
a great
thing
idea.
That feels clean to you.
I agree.
Yeah. Anybody else have any? I mean, this is, I do actually think this is kind of a hard one because it just sounds like she's getting over this. She is, you know, irritated as fuck. I feel her.
Yeah.
I feel the irritation.
Well, if it feels like a burden, then it's no longer fun. Like
15 years
God.
They've been married and they got kids. Mm. Bunch of pets. Mm. Mm. Yeah. Mm. I like the photo shoot, man. I think it's good.
Smart.
Yeah. Really smart.
Well, we'll see. Let's see if it works.
Try it all.
But it's the only way that she's going to...
get off your back.
You know.
He's probably going to say something like, I can't do it to videos. So maybe you buy like a blow-up doll and like...
Oh, yeah, get one of those real dolls.
Cut your face out and just glue it to the blow-up doll's head.
There you go. Fuck this
thing. And then just fuck the blow-up doll, right?
Buy a bunch of them. Guys ruin those. They're disgusting. Okay. Thanks for listening, you guys. We could really use some bad advices. You got a few days. Something happens over the weekend. Maybe, you know, write us a question about it. V-Hale, I'm sorry that so far things have not worked out for you and your mission in Boston.
Well, like, at least I'm not. Boo.
At least you figured out what
his deal
was,
having the time of my
right?
life.
Yeah. Now you know the truth. Fuck
it's
that
just
guy.
It's still so surprising.
I know.
Somebody's so amazing. Like V Hill, right, I mean that isn't
no,
getting
I hate
it.
Oh,
like,
me.
Come on, I'm, you know, I'm just mind
we're fans here. We like you. We
fans.
Think that
yeah,
you're absolutely
fans.
You're a hot commodity.
Thanks, guys.
I don't know
I
what
love
the
you, man.
Fuck is wrong with that guy.
Yeah, there's
Jesus
something wrong.
Christ.
What's wrong with all the guys? Somebody needs to snatch that girl up. The snatch. All right.
Well, hey.
Have a great day.
One day.
Wait, before we go.
Yes.
You're coming to Winterland, right?
You better fucking believe
get
your ass as I am.
Yeah.
You got a hotel
all
room already right by there?
The West Coast.
So we'll tell you what hotel we're staying at when we get off the air here. Although it's the one closest to the place, SAP Center.
Well,
hey,
Jesus,
on Friday,
you
can get tickets at Ticketmaster for Alice in Wonderland 2022. It is going to be amazing. V-Hale, thank you for being on today. Bryn at RadioAlice.com. BRYN is where you send your emails. Vincent, those magic words.
The end.